For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3-1, and the pitch, swing, fly ball, tailing away from Merrill in center. He'll dive and make the catch to end the game. A headlong dive in right center. Merrill, the player of the week, is certainly the player of the day for the Padres. He just won him the game.
Oh, screw that guy. That's the way it's going to happen. Woodford Reserve pitches his tuchus off, and the Pirates muster one measly run. If that diving catch isn't made, it's a double that ties the game. But of course, when things go wrong, they go way wrong, and the ball gets caught, and the game is over, and the Buccos have lost 8 straight, and they are 11 games back in the NL Central, 6 games back in the wild card race, and they are 6 games under 500. If the Pirates want to finish the season with a winning record, or at 500, I guess it would be, they've got to go 26-18. We think they got any chance of having that happen? They got to go 8 games over 500 the rest of the way to finish at 500. How quickly things have fallen.
Quick. I mean, just, and we asked this yesterday to Dan Zanagrilli. Does this team, are they out of it mentally? Like, are they just, you know, just going through the motions? And at this point, I feel like that they are. Like, I feel like he didn't want to say that because he didn't want to say the athletes are not giving their full effort. And it's not about the effort thing. It's just the mentality. Like now, it's just you're focusing on other things. You're focusing on getting to the end of the season and trying to just gut through this. But how fast things have happened. And whenever you have a team that somewhat tries to go for it at the deadline and then this happens, I mean, that is even more demoralizing because it's like, did we add the right pieces?
Right.
Are we trying? Like, what were these pieces that we added? And I think Kalefa is a fine player.
Agreed.
But did we actually try or did we settle? Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I feel like that they settled. I feel like that they could have acted quicker. They could have got, Jess Chisholm, somebody of a higher pedigree.
Randy Arozarena had a nice diving catch the other day,
He definitely did. Did they settle or did they actually try to add? I'm thinking that they settled.
And I think what happened to me was I had convinced myself that they weren't going to do anything. And so when they did something, I got excited about it.
Yes.
And I talked Brian De La Cruz up more than Brian De La Cruz should have been talked up because I was just so happy that they actually bought at the deadline.
Yep.
Instead of selling, instead of standing pat, they did something. And so we talk ourselves into it. I heard Starkey saying it a bunch. This guy's got 32 doubles plus home runs. They're lacking one thing and it's power and he has that one thing so he's going to help. But when you really break down his numbers now upon reflection, he's Edward freaking Oliveras, this Brian De La Cruz. And they're not going to make the playoffs. And they're not going to finish above 500. And they've lost 10 of their last 11 games, not just 8-game losing streak. They've lost 10 of 11. And 7 of those games, they've lost by 1 run. So they've been competitive, but that's not the task. The task is make the playoffs. As decreed by the owner, 100%, yes, the goal is to make the playoffs. Ben Cherington said on Sunday that they think that this team still has a run in them and that the goal is to make the playoffs. Well, forget about it. So what are we doing? Well, we're telling you that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. But what we're also doing now is we're looking ahead to next year. And this kind of hit me as I saw the lineup pieced together last night. How many of these guys have spots legitimately locked down for next year? Like, I think we have a pretty good handle on what the starting rotation is going to be. Skeens, Jones, Keller. Bailey Falter, I think, can be a piece of this. Johan Oviedo, if he's healthy. I think you start thinking about Bubba Chandler as a potential solution.
Ortiz.
Luis Ortiz, maybe, but he'll be around it. You think he'll at least be a long reliever and an opener in your bullpen. Your rotation should not just be fine. Your rotation should be good. But the lineup. I think there are three pretty much sure things that are coming back next year. Three.
Yes. Yep.
O'Neill Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably going to play shortstop. But there's a little question there. Brian Reynolds. You paid him. He's been outstanding.
Yep.
You can't criticize Brian Reynolds. He's hitting .284 with an .820 OPS. He's been very good. And then Andrew McCutchen. If he wants to come back, he will come back. And so I would consider him basically a sure thing because I think he does want to come back. There's your three.
Nick Gonzalez?
65 games this year.
Hmm.
Now, you brought up prior to the show, he's a top 10 pick. He's young. And he was as clutch as any hitter that they've had this year. So you probably do pencil him into second base. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm not going to pretend like he's a sure thing. I agree that he is your guy coming into the year. He's your guy going into spring training. And even if he has a bad spring training, I think he probably, you're right, is your second baseman. Do I believe that Nick Gonzalez is definitely the answer? I can't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
He was bad last season. He only had 65 games this year. And really, his numbers are worse than I think how most Pirate fans feel about him.
Mm-hmm.
680 OPS. An OPS plus a 90, that means he's 10% worse than your average second baseman.
Yep.
So while he was good for this team and good in big moments, overall, not so great. But yeah, I think he'll be penciled in. IKF got to be part of the starting nine every day, right?
Yep.
The question is where? Third base? I don't think you go into next season and you just have it written in Sharpie that Key Brian Hayes is your third baseman.
Right.
I don't know how you could.
I don't know how. I think that's an absolute, like, you have to figure that out. An ASAP.
He has been maybe their biggest failure this year.
No doubt about it.
Right?
No doubt about it.
And that's even understanding that Henry Davis was horrific.
And Sawinski.
Oy. You know what? That's a hell of a medal stand right there.
Mm-hmm. But for what the worth is,
$8 million a year, yeah.
I mean, the it's not even close.
He's got a .593 OPS. His OPS plus is 68. That is 32% worse than league average at the plate. He has been an abject failure. And if I see him fly out softly to the warning track in right field one more time, I'm going to throw myself like that girl on the big wheel down a flight of stairs, Thorne. That is just, it's sickening to watch. And I feel bad for him to an extent because you know he's dealing with the back stuff and he always will be. And if he could be a league average hitter, he'd be a valuable piece to any team in baseball with the way he picks it at third. But he's not anywhere near an average hitter at the dish.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going to happen is that they're going to part ways, and then he's going to be an all-star. He's going to go somewhere else.
I could see that.
He's just the biggest proponent for that happening. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You say that, and then in my mind, I fight with that because he's only really hit the ball for like 3 months of his entire career. But because he's done that, some other franchise will see that, unlock it, and he will wind up being worth even more than the Pirates have paid him. But I don't think, even if you change hitting coaches and philosophy here, which I do think there's a good chance of happening at the end of the year, I don't know that you can bank on him turning it around. You can't go into next year and just change the hitting coach and say, okay, we're going to throw him out there and we're going to throw Sawinski out there and we're just going to expect that this new hitting coach, this new philosophy is going to unlock all this untapped potential from guys. You can't do it. You got to part ways.
Mm-hmm.
Brian De La Cruz is under control for 3 years after this year. And so you would think that you should absolutely pencil him in to an outfield position. But you can't, right?
No. I'm going to give him a little bit of grace because he's so new. Just a tad bit of grace that I feel like he could maybe find something to start the season next year. Just a tad. But you can't. Like he's not an absolute. Not an absolute.
IKF would be, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't really even
I just
care
don't know
where you play him.
I just don't know a position, but like I feel like you can get interesting by him being the high level productive player that if you do put him as a mainstay somewhere that you could probably move and shuffle some things around that could actually work.
Yeah. He's really been what we thought he'd be, which is the opposite of what's happened with Brian De La Cruz, but he can no question about it be your Josh Harrison.
Yep.
Of this year's team and next year's team. I think he's that good with the bat. I think he discovered something, and he talked about it right whenever he got acquired here. He changed his entire approach. I think he's discovered something that's going to stick. So, yeah, he's part of it. So, I guess we've settled on Kutch, Reynolds, Cruz, IKF, and probably Nick Gonzalez.
I would love to say Joey Bart.
Me too.
But with Endy coming back, I don't know how that situation is going to pan out.
I think he's on your roster.
He definitely is.
But it's not just Endy, too. It's going to be Henry Davis. Because I think we're going to see Henry Davis before long now. I don't know how you don't pull the trigger on calling his ass up. You are 6 games under 500. You're not sniffing the playoffs. It's not going to happen. You have to look in the mirror. And 6 games back means you're on the periphery of the periphery. You're like hashtag in the hunt. You might still show up on a few of these graphics on MLB Network, but when you're this far under 500, you have to look in the mirror and understand you ain't contending for crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to see Henry Davis and what he can bring. We know he's not a great catcher, but his bat has played at every level in the minor leagues. Hasn't played here at all. I'd like to see him get 6 weeks here to figure it out. And to see what you got in the guy. And then you can play around because you don't have a first baseman for next year because you don't bring Rowdy Tellez back. Rowdy saved his season, but he's also not even a league average first baseman. So you don't bring him back. Does Joey Bart get some time at first? Does Henry Davis get some time at first? Is Andy Rodriguez the guy that might get time at first? I'd probably have Andy be my catcher because he's good defensively. And you mix and match there. One of the things that holds you back a little bit, though, is Andrew McCutchen being your designated hitter.
That, too. As we talked about yesterday.
Yeah. Because if you know, once or twice a week, Henry Davis is at first, and his bat is playing, and then a couple times a week his bat's at the designated hitter spot, that would maybe make some sense, and maybe he catches every now and again. I don't know. That's assuming his bat even plays. But what I do know is Joey Bart's on my team.
Yes.
He's absolutely on my team. Ben Charrington gets crushed around here, and I think for good reason. That was a shrewd move.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.